Network Africa. Emotive words of drought and famine have recently been a watchword, particularly in reference to East Africa in general and Somalia in particular. Well, it may be timely that a two-day Group of 20 or G20 meeting on agriculture is starting today in Montpellier, in the south of France. This comes at a time when millions of smallholder farmers and herders in Africa have been worst affected by two major food crises in the past 4 years. To find out what are some of the trends causing recent global food crises, I spoke to Mark Holderness, the Executive Secretary of the Global Forum on Agricultural Research.
Unfortunately, a variety of causes. The 2008 crisis was in part the biofuels issue, but in part a question of supply increasing, particularly in certain market countries. A number of other factors in there as well, including speculation in the financial markets.
The biofuels issues, what do you mean?
The use of grains for competing purposes, not just food, but also into fuels, the incentives for fuel production from cereal grains. That was one issue that contributed towards that particular crisis. The one that we're seeing at the moment, though, has deeper roots really in the scale of change of consumption and the problems of supply. And again, these things, unfortunately, are likely to keep recurring on us.
What is it going to take to address these issues?
Quick reactions, increased fertilizer supply to try and get yields back up and so on. But that's really not a long-term solution. We know that we're looking at some very big challenges over the next 20 to 30 years, climate change obviously being the central one and the impact that will have on rainfall patterns and so on. But we also know that the population of the world is increasing very rapidly, and we're looking at 9 billion people by 2050. And so we're going to have to feed those people from pretty much the same land we have already by increasing the production from the land, and at the same time meeting the needs of small farmers in particular for viable livelihoods and sustaining those productive environments. So we know we've got some big challenges ahead of us.
You've mentioned the issue of productivity and smallholder farmers. What can African countries do to improve the productivity of these smallholder farmers?
We know already that African use of fertilizers, for instance, is well below averages in other parts of the world. We know that there are varieties that are available already that could be better made use of if we had the right enabling policies for them to be even released in the first place in some countries. But more to the point, also the various enabling measures put alongside them so that farmers can actually make use of the crop, can sell it, can provide access to markets and so on. So it's not just a question of producing more. It's also a question of producing more in a way that small farmers can specifically benefit.
The task seems quite daunting.
We're talking about potentially doubling of production required in some countries in a world of dwindling resources. So I don't think anyone has any rose-tinted glasses about how easy this is going to be.
Mark Holderness.